Pirates, 2026 optimism. A lot of that out there. Still trying to find a third baseman, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Former big league pitcher Matt Clement joins us right now. Matt, I know you're from Butler, but were you a guy that would read the box scores in the sports section of the paper every morning as a kid? Was that something you were into? Post-Gazette? Whatever newspaper? The Butler Eagle?
Yeah, there was a point in my life that I was a younger kid collecting cards and, you know, in high school doing some fantasy baseball and different things like that. That was a time frame. So it's always sad to understandable to see the way that industry is going, but also sad at the same time.
Do you have cut-ups, newspaper articles from your playing career that were cut up by your parents or family members or loved ones and given to you that you still have somewhere in the Clement household?
Absolutely. I look through them, but my wife made me scrapbooks throughout the beginning of my career and even like some minor league ones where there were some articles written. And I, you know, I still have high school, part of our gift at the high school banquet for like basketball and baseball, where the Butler Eagle articles, they put them all into one booklet and gave to us. So yes, absolutely. That's something that I do still have. You know, they're cool things to look back on for sure.
Matt, since you were a real athlete, you didn't have this experience, but Pony, they would do the box scores and like the leading scores for high school hoops games.
Sure.
And you had to be in double digits to get on the leading scores thing.
Yes.
And the one time I had a big enough game where I would have been on there, they were doing Christmas. It was Christmas tournament season. And that's when they were just reporting the score of the game. And so never even got to have that like leading scores, Chris Muller.
Man.
Yeah.
Tough break for Malzy.
Very tough break for a young Malzy.
Matt, what grade would you give the Pirates on their offseason so far?
You know, I would say, you know, we, the big question is, if you're basing this on past grades, recent past grades, it makes it even better. But if I was just going to give it on, I'd give it a B right now. I still think there's room to move up. I don't think there's a lot of room to move lower than a B. You know, you've got the left-hand reliever in Soto. You get Lau. You get O'Hearn, and you haven't given up Keller yet. So there's still like some room there, and the potential maybe to be the best rotation. You know, I guess you can't ever look past the Dodgers as the best rotation, but the best rotation, second best rotation in baseball with Keller still there. So I give it a B right now. I like a lot of what they've done so far, and I still think there's some more out there. There's some more meat on the bone to go after here.
One of those names was Okamoto from Japan. They didn't get him. The Blue Jays did. Matt, what is your reaction seeing what he got, which was, I believe, what, 4 years, $60 million, so $15 million a year at the Pirates not getting a third baseman from Japan that had generated a lot of interest?
It would have been I really liked that potential move for the Pirates, and what he's worth, I haven't dove in enough to what he's really worth on the market and if they overpaid for him or not. But I like the move of like the unknown that could really like be a bargain getting him at a price like that or a price lower. But the Pirates are in the midst of having to make themselves a viable choice for free agents like that. And when you're dealing with these Japanese players that are coming, they're posting to get the free agents, they're looking at the big teams. And right now Toronto is one of the teams that spent a lot of money, and they were just in the World Series, and they've been competitive for, you know, the last two or three years and then some. And so I think that's the big kind of the hump the Pirates have to get over to kind of take that next step to get a part of some of those deals.
Are you a Suarez fan? What kind of bat would that be for the Pirates lineup?
I think that Suarez, you know, like, any club would love to throw somebody that hit 50 home runs in the middle of their lineup. Absolutely. You know, it's going to cost, and unless this keeps going further and further and the cost comes down and down, I don't know if that's the right move for the Pirates necessarily. And you know, if he has a fault to him, boy, he has absolute power. He's a great player. I think it would be a great signing for them. But if he has a fault, he strikes out a lot on a team that strikes out a lot. I still look at like Alec Bohm or Vientos from the Mets as like a, you know, maybe make a trade for one of those guys and maybe make a trade without without having to get rid of Keller in that trade, and you really kind of hit the jackpot. That grade goes up to like an A- maybe if you're able to do that. But again, Suarez, I think, would be obviously he'd be a great fit, but a team that's trying to really fit a lot of puzzle pieces together at a small cost, he's going to be a big cost unless he becomes a bargain here at the end.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Matt, thanks for jumping on with us today. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.